From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications for years. He is one of the spokespeople for CriticalHealthNews.com, along with Joel Wallach. Ben is with us every 6 weeks, along with Doc Wallach, as they rotate 3 weeks apiece. Ben, welcome to the program. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. 2023, that's a big number, George.
Do you find it for some people to be a letdown after the holidays?
Yeah,
because they're done. They're over now.
No, I get sad, too. I love the holidays. And then all of a sudden, it's over. But you know what? Next December is right around the corner.
It'll pop up fast.
Right, it goes by so fast.
I think 23 is going to be a generally pretty good year. How about
that?
You? Yeah.
You know, people are pessimistic. I was listening to the guy before me talk about that. There's a certain air of pessimism. But you know what? You kind of attract things based on your thoughts. You know that, George.
Absolutely.
You know? So if you have a pessimistic attitude, things will happen pessimistically.
We've got emails coming in for you. We're going to take calls pretty soon, and we'll do calls next hour as well. And thank you for helping. Now, you along with Doc for helping people. I really appreciate it.
George, that's what it's all about. You know, I got to say, it's not all altruistic because I get a benefit from it, too. Number one, it feels good to help people. And number two, I make my life about learning how the body works. I get paid to study the body. I get paid to study nutrition. It's the most amazing thing that career that I've crafted to help people and to get paid for it.
How did you get interested in pharmaceutical work, first of all?
I was always fascinated by how molecules that you ingest in your body could change your mental outlook. I studied something called psychopharmacology. I took a course in psychopharmacology when I got my journalism degree. You know, I have a journalism degree before I went to pharmacy school. And I was just fascinated by this idea that you could take these little tiny things called pills or drugs or medicines, and you could completely change your biochemistry, specifically your mental chemistry. And I just wanted to study how that worked, but I really wanted to study how food did it. And when I thought about how could I study how food could affect the mind and how food could affect the biochemistry, for some reason I just thought of pharmacy. And I'm glad I did, because as a pharmacist, I'm privy to information that even doctors don't have. That very pharmacists have a skill set that nobody in the pantheon of healthcare has. We understand how molecules that you ingest, whether you ingest them as foods, whether you ingest them as herbs, whether you ingest them as medications, how they change the body. And that is a powerful, powerful understanding.
And they change the body in a big way, too, don't they?
In a huge way, for better or for worse, George, for better or for worse. You know, every time you eat, your body goes into an inflammatory and an immune-activated mode of being. Every time you eat lettuce, every time you eat a salad, your body's immune chemistry sparks up. So we have to be very, very conscious about what we're ingesting into our bodies, but we have an economy and we have a financial system that depends on us eating. The number one health challenge, the number one health problem that human beings have in this country and around the world is food. And it's eating. And if you want to do one thing, George, to change the way, direction of your health, it's to eat less food. It's as simple as that, really. Every time you eat something, your body goes into an alert mode, and over the course of time, it ends up not only creating disease, but ultimately creating shortened lifespan.
I had a story yesterday that you must hydrate yourself or you're in big trouble.
Yes, absolutely. And here's the thing about hydration. You know, a lot of people know about hydration. They know it's important to drink water. But what they don't realize is that when you drink water, George, you urinate out your water-soluble nutrients. This is why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine I consider to be the single most important nutritional supplement anybody could take, because it's concentrated nutrients that are lost when you urinate following hydration. So yes, hydration is important, but replacing your electrolytes, replacing your B vitamins, replacing your vitamin C is critical, because the more you drink, the more you lose those nutrients.
Are you finding, Ben, that more younger people are getting sicker than adults did at that age a long time ago?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, there's a part of your body that is responsible for draining out toxicity. It's called your lymphatic system. And this lymphatic system that drains out toxicity depends on movement. So, you know, you ever hear people say, oh, my grandfather smoked a pack of cigarettes and he didn't, you know, he ate bacon and lard and he didn't pay attention to his nutrition, but he lived to be 100 years old or he lived to be 90 years old.
Or he smoked like crazy.
Right. But what they don't tell you is your grandfather, your great-grandfather, was farming. He was chopping wood. He was walking. He wasn't sedentary. He was moving his body. He was moving his lymph. Today's our sedentary lifestyle, and children, kids today, unfortunately, aren't like kids when we were growing up, outside playing all the time. The lymphatic system becomes stagnated. And this is what accounts for disease, and this is what accounts for disease at an earlier and earlier age. On top of that, you've got the incentive to eat sugary foods, breakfast cereals. George, there's no worse food on the planet than a breakfast cereal. And yet we have kids who are eating these sugar frosted flakes, and I saw a commercial for IHOP where they have these French toast things with ice cream on top of it for breakfast and sugar, cherries, what do they call it, maraschino cherries on top of it for breakfast. This is what we're eating, and this is what kids are eating especially, and this is what accounts for a tremendous amount of our poor health, as well as, unfortunately, our shortened longevity. Did you read the article, by the way, about exercise and COVID?
I did.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I think it's critical.
Yes, absolutely, because what happens is you move that lymph, you drain out toxicity. And, George, what this really underscores is the simple little things that we can do to stay healthy. We have somehow been hypnotized into believing that health is complicated, that you have to somehow interact with a paradigm, a pharmacomedical paradigm that is going to keep you healthy. But when the reality is the body is designed to be healthy. Our body wants to be healthy. Every time you cut yourself, George, within a day or two, that cut heals. That healing is testimony to the healing powers that the body has. But you have to understand how to take care of it, and it's not complicated. Eat less food. Supplement. Make sure you're exercising, breathing correctly, drinking water. These are the simple little things that we can do to stay healthy. And that's what I made it my life's work to preach that gospel, the simple little things to stay healthy.
You have. Are people coming up to you saying, I heard you're on Coast to Coast and things like that? Get a lot of that.
I just got texted. Just got the text today. I guess he must advertise or something. They said, hey, I want you to talk about fungal infections, this guy says. We got to talk about that later.
Interesting. I have an email from Melanie in Jefferson County, Missouri. She wants to know if you ever heard of multiple system disorder, which includes speech trouble, trouble walking and falling, tremors in her arms. What's happening to her?
I love that term, multiple system disorder. Actually, they call MSA, multiple system atrophy. Multiple system atrophy or multiple system disorder, whatever you want to call it, means your body's falling apart. That's what it means. You know, I always do this joke when I do my presentations. I say there's only one disease. We got in the according to the World Health Organization, there's some 80,000 different diagnoses. Right? I say there's not 80,000 different diagnoses. There's only one disease. It's called MBFA disease. My body is falling apart. Disease. That's the only disease there is.
Yeah, exactly.
Our body deteriorates. It breaks down. And it breaks down because of a lack of nutrition in combination with toxicity, and you add in the psychodynamic aspects, and that's what MSA is. The body is just breaking down. It's just deteriorating. So what do? Well, number one, you stop the toxicity from getting into the system. That's the food, mostly. And then number two, you put in nutrition. And let me tell you something, George. I'm a pharmacist, and I've been studying drugs for over 40 years now. There is not a single drug on planet Earth that can cure a disease. That's not what drugs do. Drugs are Band-Aids. And do you need a Band-Aid sometimes? Yes, you do need a Band-Aid sometimes. But you're not going to cure a disease like MSA or any other diagnosis with a drug. The only way to take care of a degenerative condition, which is what MSA is, and that's what most of our health challenges are, they're chronic degenerative diseases, is to stop the toxicity from getting in and put the good stuff in instead. And that's why I talk about nutritional supplementation so much. That's why I talk about food so much. That's why I talk about water and oxygen so much. And that's why I talk about being so careful with the foods that you eat.
Out of 10 people, how many do you think will have some kind of illness or ailment?
7 or 8. By the time they're in their 70s or 80s, say? 7 or 8.
What about 50s?
Probably 1 or 2. you've got that's what the statistics are. By the time somebody's 50 years old, the odds are really good that they'll have at least one or two degenerative diseases. By the time they're 70, they'll probably have multiple, two or three or four. 70-year-old, the average typical 70-year-old person is on two or three prescription drugs or more, a minimum of two or three prescription drugs. There's a phenomenon called polypharmacy. Have you ever heard of this? Polypharmacy.
No, I have not. No.
Where you're on multiple drugs. You know, when they do side effects and toxicity and adverse reaction studies on drugs, they don't do them on people who are taking multiple drugs. They do them on just one drug. But when you take multiple drugs, the odds of toxicities and adverse reactions increase exponentially. So we have people who are on multiple prescriptions, and physicians and practitioners who are practicing this art, I don't want to say it's an art, but this process of polypharmacy, where they put people on multiple medications. Listen, George, I know there's times you need medication, but if you're on a medication, your number one health challenge, your number one health goal should be to figure out how to wean yourself off of that drug with your doctor. You want him participating in it, but your goal should be to figure out how can I live my life without that drug. But we don't think that way. We have people who stay on prescription drugs their entire lives.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. I like setting records, Ben, every time you're on. The toll-free number to call for assistance. There's a staff of people there taking notes to what Ben is saying, and they'll help you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, when we come back after the break, I want to ask you about some pharmaceutical drugs, what you think about them, why people are on them, and why they should get off them or maybe not. And then, of course, we're going to take some calls early when we come back. So the phone lines are now open for pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we'll take calls next hour with him as we talk about your health right here on CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We will be right back in a moment. And welcome back. George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, in your career with Critical Health News as a spokesperson, and you were very involved with it, what has been the most satisfying thing for you?
The most satisfying thing, and this is not with Critical Health News, but just in my career, but especially with Critical Health News, is helping people understand how much power they have to address their health challenges using lifestyle strategies, using nutritional supplemental strategies, exercise strategies, hydration, all the things we talk about all the time. The power that we have is when you tell people and you show people what they can really do to reverse their diseases using supplementation and exercise and food and lifestyle strategies, it's so beautiful and it's so gratifying to see people get off their meds, to see people who have chronic pain all of a sudden not have it, and especially, you know, I'm in the skin business, especially to see kids who have these horrible pimples and breakouts and acne on their skin completely disappear. I'm telling you, the reason I love the skin so much is because it is so responsive to changes that we make in our lifestyle. Now, that responsiveness that the skin manifests, it manifests all over the body. Arthritis can disappear, gut problems can disappear, heart disease can dramatically improve, osteoporosis, degenerative diseases of all kinds, but especially the skin. And so I'd have to say that the most gratifying thing for me is helping people understand their power, but especially with kids and skin diseases.
Back to the phones we go now. Let's go to Delbert, truck driving in Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Delbert.
Hey, Delbert.
I got a question for you.
Okay, sir.
My wife, she's been on the nutrients now for about 4 years, and it was really doing good for her, but she's kept getting urinary tract infections and stuff like that.
Yep.
And once she got off of them for about the past 6 months, she hadn't had any. And she feels better in her urinary tract.
You're saying that when she was on nutritional supplements, she was getting urinary tract infections, she stopped supplementing, she doesn't get any urinary tract infections?
Right. She was on the Tangy Tangerine.
There's a possibility that she's a little bit too acidic, is what I would guess. I would suggest there's a acid levels are measured by something called pH. You probably heard that term, pH.
pH levels.
When the pH gets too low, that can cause problems with burning and urinary tract infections. You may need a little bit of alkalinizing. Sounds like something that, minerals would help with. I don't know if she was on the Ultimate Classic. I would stay off the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would get on the Ultimate Classic. That might do the trick for her. And also keep in mind, and this is also really interesting, the bacteria that affect the urinary tract also play a role in digestive health. So if she has any digestive health problems, this is true for anybody who gets urinary tract infections, the relationship between digestive health and the urinary tract is something that's really underappreciated. So if she has any digestive health issues, you may want to correct those as well. There's a lot of great longevity products, including the Daily Digest and the Nightly Essence, that can help with digestive health issues. Does she have a history of digestive problems, bloating, gas, anything like
that? Yes, she does.
Yeah, that's where I would be focusing on. Digestive health, eliminating problem foods, using things like the Nightly Essence from Longevity, the Daily Digest, and the Ultimate Enzymes, and switching from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine to the Ultimate Classic Minerals.
Thank you, Delbert. Good luck. What do you think of statin drugs?
You know, that's a great question, George, because statin drugs have become like M&Ms. They just get routinely dispensed, and that's because they're relatively benign in terms of toxicity. However, what they do is they stop the body from making its most important molecule, and I want everybody out there to understand this. Cholesterol is the body's most important molecule, and if you wanted to destroy the health of a culture, you could do very little. There are very few things that you could do that would be more effective than to stop the population's body from making this incredibly important molecule. Cholesterol is important for building. Cholesterol is important for stress management. Cholesterol is important for brain and neural health. Cholesterol is important for the immune system. Cholesterol is the difference between an animal and a plant. And all of the things that make us not a plant and make us an animal, that is our ability to ambulate and walk around, our ability to think and have neurology, depend on cholesterol. And it is the absolute stupidest, dumbest biochemical strategy to shut down the production of cholesterol. And in the future, when they study medicine in the 20th and 21st century, they will think that we were the craziest, stupidest people in the world to think that by eliminating cholesterol, you could somehow improve health. Now, the fact of the matter is that cholesterol levels go up when we eat sugar. Cholesterol is a building molecule, and by eating sugar, what happens is we trick the body into thinking it's supposed to be building. So eating sugar is the elevates cholesterol, and instead of eliminating the sugar, what we do is we poison the cholesterol-making machinery. That doesn't even include the fact that when you take statin drugs, you stop the body from making another important molecule called coenzyme Q10, which I know you've heard of.
That's critical.
It's critical, exactly. It is. While statin drugs are, as far as drugs go, there are worse drugs, but the mechanism, the concept, the theory of trying to get the body healthier by lowering cholesterol is absolute stupidity from a biochemical standpoint.
Tom, you've got a text and tweet for Ben. What do you have?
Hey, Ben. Kara from Oklahoma says, please have Ben Fuchs talk about sciatica and the best treatments for it, and will it go away?
That's a great question.
She says, will it go away at the end?
And let me just add this about statin drugs, George. Niacin is nature's natural statin drug.
Yep, you're right.
Right? So if you're on a statin drug, get yourself on niacin and tell your doctor you want to wean yourself off your statin drug. Now, sciatica, I don't know if you've ever had sciatica, but that is a miserable, miserable condition. And basically, it's an inflammatory condition that's caused by how we walk and how we eat. So the first thing you want to do with sciatica is you want to start getting some body work. I love rolfing, massage, chiropractic, manipulation, all that can be very valuable. As far as the biochemical aspects of it, nature's aspirin, just like niacin is nature's statin drug, essential fatty acids are nature's aspirin. The ultimate EFAs are the most powerful nutritional anti-inflammatories you could ever take. And essential fatty acid deficiency is probably the most common of all our nutritional deficiencies because they're very hard to get from food, the essential fatty acids. So if you're not supplementing with your Ultimate EFAs, the chances are pretty good you're going to be deficient. The Ultimate EFAs are natural pain relievers because they're nature's aspirin. The mechanism of aspirin works the same way that essential fatty acids do, without any toxicity. So I'd be getting on the Ultimate EFAs. I'd also be using Ultimate Enzymes. That's another really interesting aspect of the multifunctionality of nutrition. Do you know digestive enzymes, George, are anti-pain, and they will actually help accelerate healing from surgical procedures, and they're natural blood thinners. This is why I love nutritional supplementation so much. Imagine if you could take a drug that had no toxicity. It would help you digest your food. It would help your blood circulation, help improve blood circulation. It had anti-inflammatory and anti-pain properties. You would want to buy stock in that drug company that was putting out a drug like that, right? Well, that's what the Ultimate Enzymes are. They're natural pain relievers. They're natural anti-inflammatories. They're natural blood thinners that help circulate, improve blood circulation. And on top of everything else, they help you digest your food.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Happy New Year. You know, I just read this dystopian novel, the audio book, The Sioux by James Patterson. At the end, he has an epilogue. And they say three characteristics of mankind, and one of them was stupid. You know, so. But my question is about two supplements, resveratrol and L-carnosine. I know there's a lot of things each of them do, but each of them gets touted for reversing aging somewhat. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, they're both great supplements. Now, I think you said L-carnosine. There's carnosine, which is not L-carnosine.
It's carnitine, right?
Yeah. Those are different. Carnosine is a very, very interesting and very underappreciated supplement that helps your body process sugar. But carnitine is one of my all-time favorite supplements, L-carnitine, and that is that helps the body process fats. When we one of the ways the body gets energy is by turning fat into energy, just like a car turns oil into energy. Well, your body does the same thing with fat, but it depends on carnitine. And the two organs that are most especially dependent on this fat-derived energy are the heart and the brain. And carnitine is tremendously valuable for people who have any kind of heart failure, any kind of heart health issues, or folks who have Alzheimer's disease or dementias, or even people who are starting to just lose their cognitive functioning as they get older. So carnitine is fabulously important for the fat system of the body. It also has weight loss properties as well, and bodybuilders love carnitine. And then the second one, resveratrol, is very fascinating. That is a type of a molecule that has stress management effects. You know, plant molecules are generally not used, a lot of plant molecules, they call them phytonutrients, are generally not used for biochemistry to make chemical reactions happen in the body. They're protective. We call them adaptogens. They help the body adapt, and mostly they help the body adapt to stress. So resveratrol is in that class. It's an adaptogen that helps the body adapt to stresses. So by helping the body adapt to stresses, it can have some longevity-inducing and some accelerated aging-reversing effects. And that's probably where you're hearing about resveratrol. Resveratrol is a little bit pricey, and that's one of the downsides of resveratrol. Carnitine doesn't have it's somewhat pricey as well, but it's not as pricey as resveratrol. The best source of resveratrol, if you want to get some resveratrol into your system, is drink a little wine every day.
That's right. Absolutely. Are you familiar with the supplement GABA?
Oh, man. Am I familiar with GABA? Heck yes, I am.
Is this a relatively new supplement?
No. Let me tell you about GABA. Holy moly. This is a fabulous, fabulous supplement. It's used by the brain to relax you. But let me tell you something. GABA stands for the acronym GABA stands for gamma amino butyric acid. Butyric acid is found in butter. That's where we get the name butter. Butyric acid, the word butter is an acknowledgement of the butyric acid. Butyric acid has some amazing health benefits, and GABA is a derivative of butyric acid. It helps relax you. It helps make you happy. It helps induce satiety. And if you've heard of the ketogenic diet, obviously you've heard of the ketogenic diet, one of the benefits of the ketogenic diet is it helps you make GABA. It helps you make butyric acid. In fact, there's actually a drug that people take when they have fibromyalgia, you may have heard of this, called gabapentin. You heard of this?
Yep.
Gabapentin is just a pharmaceutical knockoff of GABA. So if you're on Lyrica because you have fibromyalgia, or if you're on gabapentin because you have some kind of chronic pain, that's what they use it for, get yourself on GABA, use the ketogenic diet to help your body make butyric acid, and oh, by the way, butyric acid is one of the most powerful supplements to protect yourself from colon cancer. Butyric acid is used by the cells of the colon as a source of energy. So using GABA or making sure you're on the ketogenic diet, eating butter, these are all making sure that you're taking the nightly essence from Longevity, the probiotics and the nightly essence help you make this butyric acid. These are all great ways to make GABA, to make butyric acid, to protect your body from, protect your intestines from colon cancer, as well as to protect your brain from, or to support brain health and to help you sleep on top of everything else.
Interesting. West of the Rockies, David's with us, Carlsbad, California. Hey, Davey, go ahead.
Hey, Davey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm just up the road about 20 minutes from your regular caller, Tom in La Jolla. I've had an industrial exposure back in 2008 from a restaurant for asbestos.
Oh, Joe.
When they were doing a remodel. Currently, I'm on the daily asthma medication. I'm not sure if I should mention the name, but either way, I prefer a natural solution. I'm currently taking Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate EFA Plus, probably a little bit sporadically now, but I've taken it pretty regularly before and tried it with magnesium and selenium, and nothing is really working so far to eradicate it. And I know asbestos is unique in that the body can't eradicate it from your lungs. It rather, it encapsulates it inside your lungs. So I'm wondering if there's anything I might be missing in your opinion, Ben.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. What you said was being encapsulated. What's the toxin? Is it a heavy metal?
Well, it's asbestos, from a restaurant remodel, and it got into my lungs one day when they were doing the...
you want to make sure that you're using antioxidants for the lungs, vitamin E and acetylcysteine. Did you say you were on selenium?
I've tried selenium, but nothing so far that I've done has worked. I've done magnesium, selenium...
And vitamin E?
Vitamin E, am I doing it, I guess, taking it in pills?
Yes, absolutely. Vitamin E and vitamin C. And here's another thing that you want to do, and you should start doing this right away. You want to start practicing deep breathing exercises. Either do Wim Hof breathing or holotropic breathing, anything that you could do to exercise your lungs. And that can also help expel some of that asbestos, too. So I'd be focusing on respiratory health by breathing and also by, if you want to use nutritional supplements, vitamin E. Vitamin C.
Are they little fibers, Ben, that get in the lungs?
Yes, and they get encapsulated, and they get the body tries to protect itself.
You can get lung cancer that
way. Absolutely. It's really important that you start working on respiratory health. And George, one of the most important things you could do for respiratory health is breathe. We think we know how to breathe. We don't know how to breathe. Not only do we not know how to breathe, but when we're under duress, our respiratory system, our breathing becomes shallow. Our respiratory system becomes weak. So we have to practice breathing. And I've been talking about this for years. Get yourself an app called Breathing Zone, and that helps you, kind of walks you through the breathing process. Or do Wim Hof breathing. You know, last time we were on the program, we talked about Wim Hof breathing.
That's right.
That's a great breathing strategy, just for energy. So much of our depression and fatigue and just not feeling alive is because we're not breathing.
Ben, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and take another hour of phone calls with our incredible audience on Coast to Coast AM.